Would you turn in your Bibles to the book of Malachi, chapter 3, verse 10? This is actually part two, I guess we could say, of the Windows series. This is different than what we've been looking at. We've been looking at different windows in the Bible and what we could learn from them. But this is looking at the windows of heaven and discovering what's behind the windows in heaven, the treasures that are there that God wants to bless us with. Malachi chapter 3 in verse 10. And then after I read the scripture verse, we're going to pray, and we want to remember the Lund family. I don't know if you heard, Tom Lund committed suicide last night and left behind a couple of children and a wife, and I'm not sure of all the details that led to that, but we'll ask God to be in that situation and to minister to the Lund family. Malachi chapter 3 and verse 10 says, "Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it." Let's pray. Father, we lift up the Lund family to you today. Lord, the pain and the heartache and the confusion that they must feel today, we ask, Lord, that you would reach out to them like only you can. That you would wrap your loving arms around that family, that you would send the Holy Spirit to minister comfort. We ask, Lord, that you would be to them what they need in this hour of sorrow. Lord, I pray that they would be drawn to you during this time. Lord, that as they seek you and pour out their heart and their troubles to you, Lord, that you would not only draw nigh to them, but they would find you in a mighty and miraculous way. Lord, we ask that you would bring healing, that you would work in this situation again, Lord, as only you can. We ask this in Jesus' name. We pray, Lord, for this study as we begin, that we would understand the plans that you have for us. We would understand how you are working, sometimes even behind the scenes in our lives, doing that which is best. So, Lord, help us to trust you and help us to be open today. For we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. My prayer is that the principles I'm going to be sharing with you, you will be able to assimilate into your life and to your family. I believe the series is for anybody who listens. And as you hear these messages, I believe that God will do something in your life. I believe that it's going to shift some stuff that's going on. I believe it will do exactly what I preach on for the next few weeks, and that is to open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. So we need to learn how, though, to open the windows of heaven. We need to know how to do this. God says that he wants to. He wants to open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. There shall not be room enough to receive it. Now, I chose this particular verse as our text verse, as our theme verse, because I believe it best talks about the subject of windows in the scriptures. And I'm not going to preach just from this scripture. I'm going to build on this scripture because the topic of Bible windows, windows in heaven, is much larger than this verse. I also want to say that this is not a finance series. This principle deals with much more than just finances. It's much larger than that. What's behind these windows? What kind of treasure is behind these windows? The scripture here points to a concept and a revelation in the scriptural realm that the scriptures confirm. There is something behind these windows in heaven. And this study, I have to tell you, has really blessed me as I've come to understand the possibilities for my life, for my family, and for this church. And I believe that there is a window that is designed and is there to open for every single individual. You have a window in heaven that is reserved for you. Every person has a window in heaven that has heaven's treasures behind it. And these treasures are meant to come into your life. And they are meant for you to have now and when you need them in this life. So I have been inspired to do what I'm going to share with you to do in this series. And that is to throw open the windows of heaven. But you know, how do you open something that you can't see? How do you open something that is not tangible and yet is a spiritual concept and a revelation? The scriptures tell you how to do it. And I'm going to help you do that very thing. But before we do that, let's establish, first of all, the doctrine of windows. And as I said, the scripture has much more to do with things in our life other than just finances, because I've never been at a place in my life where I didn't have any more room for more money. Anybody ever been there? Just couldn't handle any more money? So go ahead, you got to quit giving me money. I just can't handle it all. Not yet. So I would think that most of you still have some space left. Most of us would feel that we have some room left. Our heart is open, our space is abundant, and we just need God to fill it up. But when you understand what is being talked about here, and you realize that it's much more than finances, when you understand the whole thing, I believe that you can come to the point where you say, I don't have room for all of that. I don't have room for all that. My life is so full, I don't know if I could fit any more in. So what might that be? See if I will not open you the windows of heaven. The resources of heaven itself. And pour you out a blessing, there shall not be room enough to receive it. Blessings beyond your wildest dreams. I don't know about you, but I can get pretty wild in my dreaming. Just sit and imagine what God wants to do in your life. Now, some of our dreams might be presumptuous. Some of them might be out to lunch. But other dreams might be right on. God is able to do so much that you can look back and say, that was beyond my wildest dreams. Wouldn't that be great? You look back and say, God, you have done things in my life that I never thought would have been possible. These are not things that I could even imagine of for myself. They are things beyond my wildest dreams. You mentioned the church going up there. You know, that is beyond my wildest dreams. I never thought it would look so beautiful. I never thought we'd have a church that big in Wilson. I never dreamed it would be possible. And now to see it all come together. You know, one of my dreams has been to have more people in church on Sunday morning than what's in the town of Wilson. You know, I think that's going to happen. You know, my dream was to have that happen once. I believe that that's going to happen time after time after time again. And how God provided that property, I'm not going to go into it all this morning. You've heard the message. You've heard the testimonies that have come. Those things that happened, we could not have planned them. We could not have dreamed them that way. It was God opening the windows of heaven and pouring out a blessing on us. You know, and I think we're going to have so much ministry over there, we might get to the point where we say, Lord, I don't know if we can handle any more. Wouldn't that be great? Yes. God just opens up the windows of heaven. He blesses us beyond our capacity to dream it up, beyond our capacity to hold it or to fulfill it. You know, and even the struggles that we've had over there with the county, St. Croix County, tell me one thing. Well, it tells me a couple things. It tells me, first of all, that God is bigger than St. Croix County. And it also tells me that the devil knows that good things are going to happen over there, and that's his way of fighting. It's his way of resisting, because the devil knows that there's windows in heaven that are going to be opened over that place, and he's going to do things beyond our wildest dreams. Now, I'm talking about more than just your church, our church here today, though. I'm talking about in your individual life. And in your families, God wants to do things that you never thought possible. That someday you will look back on your life and say, God, you have done some awesome things. Let's define four key words for you this morning. Key words in this verse. First of all, throw open. Throw open means to make suddenly and dramatically more accessible. To open forcefully and with purpose. God wants to do something so suddenly and dramatically that that which was inaccessible suddenly and dramatically opens up to you. You have a whole new seasons of open doors and open windows. And these things come into your life. They're open forcibly. They're open suddenly. They're open forcibly with purpose. Because God doesn't just do this for the sake of doing it. God does it because there is a purpose behind it. There is a reason for it. Now, there are some things that are closed in our lives. There are some windows that are locked. Some are just shut. Some are so dirty you can't see through them. I'm not talking about your house windows. I'm talking spiritual windows. Some things in our lives are hindered. There are reasons why some things don't pour. Some things don't come. Some things don't work out. For some, it seems like things just never work out. There's a reason for that. We want to find out why. As a pastor, I'm driven to help you open your window. Because when your window is open, your life takes on a whole new look. So I want to help you open things that are inaccessible and hindered. The second word that we want to define is the word windows. Something that is capable of being open or shut. You know, if you start going through the scriptures, it's amazing how many times it mentions things being open or shut. In the spiritual realm, there's something about being open and something about being closed. There's something about abundance and things flowing and overflowing and something else about scarcity and lack. In fact, didn't Jesus say that if you knock, you would have a door opened unto you? Do you have any hindrances? If you don't have hindrances, do you have limitations? You say, oh, if I just didn't have these limitations in my life. And those limitations put you in a place you don't even know where to begin. You don't even know which window it is that you need to unlock. A window is a means of entrance or access. It's a means of pouring out unhindered and unlimited provision. God can create something out of nothing to provide for your life because there is accessibility to heaven itself. Just think about that. God can create something out of nothing if He has to provide to meet your need. The word heaven, not able to be measured in its quantities and provisions. Think about this. It's God's dwelling place, so it can't be limited. It's God's throne, so He can do what He wants. It's His authority. Heaven is filled with all kinds of treasures, things that can become practical and tangible in our lives. See, when it's, first of all, it's only a thought. It's only a word. But then as it moves from heaven into my life, it transforms into something that is very practical, something that I can reach out and touch, something that is a reality. 3 million people were filled and fed by the bread of heaven. The people cried out for food. They needed food in the wilderness to survive. What did God do? God opened the windows of heaven and He rained down manna on them. And then when they got tired of eating bread, He gave them quail to eat. God created it. They thought about what they needed. They thought that they needed the bread. That brought the process about, but then God provided actual bread. And so it was called the bread of heaven. God has within His resources every thought about your life. Everything that you ever need, He's made available to release into your life. A man goes to heaven. He meets the angel at the gate and they go on a tour. During the tour, they go through everything that the book of Revelation talks about, the streets of gold, the beautiful mansions, the pearly gates. The man spots this huge building, and he asks the angel, what's in that huge warehouse over there? It has no windows, only one door to get in. The angel says, you don't want to go there. Well, of course I want to go there, especially when you tell me I don't want to go there. I want to go there. What's in there? Well, let's not talk about that building. Let's continue on the tour. No, I want to go see. What's in that building over there? He rushes over and into the building, and here is this massive warehouse with tons of boxes that are just stacked up, stacked all the way to the ceiling. Box after box after box. And as the man looks at it, he notices that each box has a name on it. The angel says, well, now you've seen this building, let's go. The man says, no, I see all these boxes with names on. That means I have a box in here with my name on it, doesn't it? The angel says, well, yeah, you do, but you don't want to see what's inside that box. The man goes down the aisle marked J for Jones. He finds his box. He reaches up and grabs his box. He brings it down and he opens it. He's filled with awe. He says, are all of these things in this box what I get now that I'm in heaven? The angel says, no, they're not. Well, what exactly are these things in the box then? Those are all of the things that you could have received in your life. Now, what if that story were true? What if there is this warehouse in heaven of things that were stored up for us, but we never received them? We never took advantage of it. We never got them. These are all the things that we could have had, but we let them slip through our fingers. The man says, all of these things? I could have had all of these things? And the angel says, yes, you could have every single one of them. And he closes the box. Let me tell you, there is so much that God wants to put into your life. There is so much that God wants to give you. He has so many resources that are available. And so he has to put it in terms that you and I understand. And so he uses terms like windows and doors and floods, and you can't contain it. We can understand those words. But what God is trying to say to us is that he has things that are beyond our wildest dreams. God is going to try to get you to think of what could happen if that window that is above your life was opened wide and not open just a crack. Because I think for most of us, the window's open, but it's open a crack. And God says, no, I want to open wide the windows of heaven. I don't want to pour you out a few drops of blessing. I want to pour you out a flood of blessings. There is not going to be room enough in your life to receive it all. Heaven is above. Rewards are there. Treasures are there. And the great thing is that you are connected to all of it. Let's define the word blessing. To transmit from God's abundance to your needs. To transmit from God's abundance to your needs. It has the idea of a bank transfer. You already have a bank in heaven. A bank in reserve and in store. Each of us has a bank in heaven. We have a house of treasure. Proverbs speaks about that. There is treasure and oil to be desired in the house of the wise. A foolish man spends it up. A wise man realizes the treasures that are there. The house is filled with everything that could come into your life. Blessing, to confer abundant and effective life. You see, it's one thing for me to give you a check and say, be blessed. Here's $1,000. God bless you. It's another thing to say, I'm going to bless you in every area of your life. I want to bless you totally in every area, not just financially, but relationally and spiritually. I'm going to confer a total and effective and abundant life. It means to give liberally all that is needed to create a better, more effective, abundant life. How many of you would think that you could have a little more of heaven in your life? Could I see your hand? How many think you could stand an upgrade? How many don't raise your hand? You need a total overhaul, maybe. Take out the hard drive, the mother drive, and just start from scratch. I think most of us want all that God has. All that God has for us. Let me consider some scriptures this morning. Psalm 81:10. I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide and I will fill it. You know, that is the scripture verse that I use before I read my Bible. Before I go to the Lord and study, I say, Lord, I open my mouth wide. Fill me with the bread of heaven. Fill me with your word and help me to understand. And God wants to do that for all of us. He is the one who feeds us spiritually and physically. He is the one that has provided for us. Psalm 104, verse 27, these wait all upon thee, that thou mayest give them their meat in due season. That we would learn to wait upon God until He gives us that which we need in our life. When the time comes, when the time is right, when we need those resources, He has promised to give it. Psalm 78, verses 23 and 24, though He had commanded the clouds from above and opened the doors of heaven. You begin to see this concept? It's more than just Malachi. Opened the doors of heaven and rained down manna upon them to eat and had given them of the corn of heaven. God has everything that we need at His command. And He will command it to be done in your life when you have opportunity, when you have need for it, when you can handle it. Treasure, wealth of any kind, and in any form that is stored up and kept in reserve. It's wealth, it's riches, it's favor. It's all those words the Bible uses that is so much more than finance. It's more than a job promotion. It's the blessing of God in every area of your life that puts you where you could never put yourself. That is a full meal deal. God putting you where you could never put yourself. God doing things for you that you could never do for yourself. That's what the word blessing means. Consider Deuteronomy chapter 28 and verse 12. The Lord shall open unto thee His good treasure, the heaven, to give the rain unto thy land in His season and to bless all the work of thine hand. God wants to open up His good treasure. Deuteronomy 33:13. And of Joseph He said, blessed of the Lord be his land for the precious things of heaven, for the dew and for the deep that coucheth beneath. He said, Joseph was blessed because he received precious things from heaven. The treasures from heaven take the form of tangible life blessings. Isaiah chapter 45 and verse 3, and I will give thee the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that thou mayest know that I, the Lord, which call thee by thy name and the God of Israel. There are some things, some treasures that we can only have as we go through dark times and trials of life. But notice that as we go through those darkness, we find hidden riches in those secret places. Everywhere we go, God has a treasure. Even in the times where it's darkest, even when we're in times when we think we're in secret and we're all alone and nobody else is there, God has treasures that await us there, and some of those treasures will only be found in those places. Nahum chapter 2 and verse 9, take ye the spoil of silver, take the spoil of gold, for there is none end of the store and glory out of all thy pleasant furniture. There is no end to God's store. It is endless. It is limitless. You can never exhaust His resources. Haggai chapter 2 and verse 7, and I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations shall come, and I will fill this house with glory, saith the Lord of hosts. And the reason He wants to open the windows of heaven, the reason He wants to pour out blessings, is so that He is glorified. And if He will give you what you need in life, if you will use it, not for selfish reasons and selfish ambitions, but to turn it around and give glory to Him. I've listed all these treasures in five categories. First of all, the provisions of God. God wants to provide everything to meet your life challenges. There might be a grace given to you that other people don't understand. Because grace, one thing about grace is it's individualized. God gives you grace in an area that He may not give some other person grace in, because they don't need that grace, that particular area of grace in their lives. Maybe it's the grace to parent a challenging child. There is grace, a provision to meet every life challenge. This is for life, it's for ministry. And then the second thing is the presence of God. God will saturate you with the Holy Spirit. Transformation takes place. Transformation means change. You can't change yourself sometimes. But if you open up your heart to the right virtue, God will change those stubborn areas of your life. 3, the providence of God. Not luck, not fate, but providence. All things working together for good. Even in the wilderness, you find a well. But you wouldn't have found that well had you not gone into the wilderness. So God tying up all the loose ends. God takes care of all the confusion. God making sense of all of this. The preview of God to see before and prepare in advance the provisions for your life. Visions. People who see in advance, can prepare in advance. And finally, the promotion of God. You begin to see favor with others and advancement comes into your life. It's amazing how God wants to do that. Just with that new church going up, you wouldn't believe all the calls I get now from people who are excited about it. God's word is getting out. God is beginning to open the windows and He wants to reward us. So the question to you, the question to me, same question I asked last week. Are you ready to unlock a few windows? I mean, are you really ready to unlock a few windows? If you are, I want you to pray this prayer with me. It'll be on the screen there. And I really want you to take this serious today. In fact, and I'm not going to make you, but you might want to put your hands on your heart, which is the place of your emotions. And by doing that, you're just saying, Lord, I am opening my heart up to You. And let's pray these words together. Not just say them, let's pray them together. Lord, I believe You have promised to open the floodgates of heaven's treasures into my life. And by faith, I throw open the windows of heaven over my life. Pour out the unhindered and unlimited treasures that have been kept in store. And now if you just, in your own way, ask God to do that. Ask God to see over your life today an open window. And say in your own words, Lord, here I am. I'm open. I'm open. I want to receive Your blessings. I want to receive Your treasures. I want Your resources for my life. Could we just do that? Lord, today, I'm open. Lord, I believe that there is a window that is over my life. And Lord, I'm opening that window. And Lord, I want You to open it. And I want You to open it wide. Lord, and I desire for You to clean it off. Because, Lord, I'm open today to receive. I'm willing to receive, Lord, not for my self-advancement, not for our glory, but for Yours, O Lord, that You would be glorified in our lives, that You would be glorified in our families, that You would be glorified in our church and in our community. We pray this, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to break those categories down, but even before we do that, every person needs to begin by opening the door to Jesus. He is the door through which every person must pass in order to gain eternal life. Revelation chapter 3 and verse 20, Jesus Christ Himself says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will open the door, I will come into him and sup with him and he with me." He wants to be the Savior of every person. He wants to come into their life and He wants to have a relationship with them. He wants to fellowship with them. But see, He will not break down the door. He will not kick the door and force Himself in. He must be invited. Would you be willing, if you have not done so, would you be willing to invite Him into your heart and into your life today? That is the place to start. Invite His Spirit into your heart and into your life, into your soul. And then, Christian, we realize that the book of Colossians tells us that all the treasures that are there are available in Jesus Christ. It's really getting to know Him. It's really getting to know Him We have this treasure in earthen vessels. But invite His Spirit to do what He wants to do in your life and to give you what you have need of. Could I have every head bowed and your eyes closed? Is there anybody here who would say, Pastor, I need to ask Jesus into my heart. I need to open the door for Him. I've not done that before. He's been knocking. I've felt the tug at my heart. I felt the conviction. I felt the prompting to do this before, just to ask Jesus to come into my heart and be my Savior. I've heard the knocking, but I have not opened the door. Today, I'm just going to open the door. I'm going to say, come in, Jesus. It's as simple as that. Come in, Jesus. Forgive me of my sins. Be my Savior. That is the greatest blessing you will ever, ever receive. These other blessings are great, but they'll be small in comparison to that. So is there anybody here to say, Pastor, would you pray for me? I'm doing that today. I'm opening my heart to Jesus. He's knocking. I'm saying, come in. Come in. Forgive me of my sins. Be my Savior. Is there anyone? Christian? Those of you that have already done that, I've quoted Revelation 3:20. You know that verse was actually written to a church? He's knocking at the door of the church. And He's saying, let me in. I want to come into you. I want to have rich times of fellowship with you. As a part of His church, would you open the door and let Him in? Would you invite His Spirit to do what He wants in you and to give you what you need? Father, we thank You that You have, first of all, presented us with the door of salvation that we could walk through. You've allowed us to have a personal relationship with Your Son if we would just let Him in. We do that today. We receive Christ. Lord, we look forward to learning more about Him, learning more about what's behind heaven's windows, the treasures that are there, the treasures that we find in Christ. We just pray, Lord, that You would bless these weeks. And Lord, that You would give each person what they need. Lord, that they would take advantage of that warehouse now while they have opportunity and time in this life. We ask this in Jesus' name.